This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride. Greetings, Joyriders. Greetings and salutations. With the boot camp coming up here shortly, the guys are discussing their favorite moments at boot camp. So to help get everyone in the boot camp frame of mind, this week we will be playing some of the best boot camp joyride moments. So prepare yourself, mind and funny bone, for an extended episode of The Joyride.
You know, it's always a joy for me, and I can't explain why. I love to get weird clips in that you would not expect. But this is literally, we're talking about boot camp, and that's where these guys were.
Right, which was one of my confusions of why they even call this thing.
I'm still waiting to go on a march, a hike or something, you know.
We usually take nap time. That's true.
You know, it's fascinating now that we've been doing these for a number of years. Mm-hmm. You know, different members of my family say, oh, I met a guy that was one of your boot camps, man, and that changed his life. You know, it happens all. It's a fairly common thing to happen to my family. Say, oh yeah, I ran into so and so. It was at a boot camp, and he said, you know, this was a game changer for him.
Yeah, it's amazing to watch what God does over those 3 days.
And that is exactly who did it. Yeah. You know, I may have been there, but you know, that wasn't obviously anything I said.
Well, they've listened to our show. They know God's got to be in the middle of it.
Dear Mom, how are you? I'm doing fine, though I'm starting to think I'm at the wrong boot camp. For starters, we wake up really early, like before the sun. And once you're awake, there's always someone yelling at you. I never heard Sam or Robbie mention early wake-ups or getting yelled at. Come to think of it, I haven't seen Sam, Robbie, Harold, Rodney, or any of the guys. And I've been here like a week already. I thought the boot camp was only supposed to be 4 days. You know, there's no doubt about it. I'm at least 85% sure I'm in the wrong place. Anyway, I gotta go clean the latrines, whatever those are. Love you, Ma. I'll write again soon. Love, Keith.
Yeah, for my first boot camp, I kind of got suckered into coming by Jim over here. He was helping me and my wife. He was actually counseling us at the time. And for me, it was more of a, you know, I'll go to this thing and get my wife off my back and keep doing what I'm doing. It'll be fine. And of course, whenever I got there, it was, what am I doing here? Like, this is stupid. Like, what is going on? Like, this is nuts. By the end of the boot camp, I knew all the reasons why I was an addict. Y'all had solved all my problems. I was good to go. I was leaving out of there. I was a new man. Now, of course, I ran out of there doing the things we tell people not to do. Don't go out thinking you got it all together now. It was kind of what started the whole craziness with me, was realizing that, hey, I can hear from God. Mm-hmm. You know, these places where I was hearing from him, I really was hearing from him there. And, you know, He can speak to us in a lot of different ways if we'll just listen. You unleash the crazy, so it's y'all's fault.
Well, it's God's fault.
One of the things that just really just continues to jump out to me to this day is, and I know it's not going to shock you, Danny, that it has to do with the 119th Psalm. There's this concept of the Hebrew letter shin, which means sheker, which also means fake. Right? And the idea of so much more of the world is fake than what is real. And my experience actually of Christianity, if I was going to be completely sincere, was there was more fake there when I went to Sunday school or these other places than there was what was real. That, you know, it looked like everybody had their life together, things are good, you know, we're all doing well, everybody's fine, I'm fine, you're fine. You know, it was the whole deal.
Yeah.
But when you see Darren in his shorts, man, I'm just saying.
You can't unsee some things.
Andy, you want to tell us a little bit about... No, not yet.
Okay.
No, not yet.
So anything else from the Braveheart clip that you want to touch on that we didn't get a touch on that side of it? Anything about why you think that that could be a potential representation of Jesus?
Well, he did call out their identity, but they didn't have a vision for freedom. They didn't have a vision for anything beyond Longshanks scraps and dying in their beds. Years later with no freedom, and he cast that vision for them, and I think that's what a good leader does. And if you think about it, does Jesus not cast that vision? I mean, he gives us the promise of abundant life if we go after it, if we go after him. But, you know, if he doesn't cast that vision, you know, then there's no desire for that. Well, Wallace is casting that vision.
Danny, you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just thinking as Andy was talking that very rarely does Jesus ever call you into something that's not bigger than you are or bigger than you can imagine it even happening.
Right, and with a lot of risk.
Yeah, lots of risk.
You know, there's always risk. You know, I think that what was cool about we're gonna have in the after hours, that's Charlie it. Waite's gonna echo his inner Braveheart.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He is. Yeah, a couple hundred years after that, I think. About 500.
The other thing about it, there's two other things that jump out at me. Number one is literally he will seek to lose his life, will gain it.
Yeah.
Right? In other words, there is the gospel message.
Yeah,
right,
somebody said that one time, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said it. And then
the man said it.
Yeah, John Elder said it, but it's
I'm talking about Jesus.
The other man.
Kevin Ham. Kevin Ham.
The son of man.
Oh.
So from the Guides of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.